British Sky Broadcasting presents Soccer Mum, voiced by Olivia Nunn on behalf of the MCS agency. Directed by Gregory McClatchy, starring Missy Pyle as Wendy Handler and Emily Osment as Becca Handler. A young girl is riding down the road of a quiet street on her bicycle. A lady is seen lying in bed asleep. A sprinkler is turning outside in someone's front garden. The camera then pans over a series of family photos in frames on a dressing table in someone's bedroom. There is one of a father figure, portraits of two young girls and a boy, one of a young girl in a football kit, and one of a father and mother kissing. The lady in bed wakes up suddenly, looking dazzled. She picks up her alarm clock reading 7:37 and there appears to be something sticky on it.
Peanut butter. And so it begins. Ugh. Kelsey?
Sammy? Becca? Everybody up? We're late.
She gets out of bed and goes into her children's room where a girl and boy are feeding a golden Labrador dog peanut butter out of the jar.
What? Give me that.
Come on, Mom. He likes it.
All right, fine. He can have peanut butter sandwiches. You guys get dog food for lunch.
She takes the jar from them and walks along the hall to another room.
Becca, honey. Wake up, rise and shine. We're late. Let's go, let's go.
Becca rolls over and grabs her alarm clock.
Oh, why didn't you wake me? I packed my soccer bag.
Oh, you didn't forget to wash my jersey, did you?
No, of course, honey. I did not forget to wash your jersey. It's ridiculous. Let me go get your jersey, which I did not forget to wash.
Her mum curses to herself silently as she closes her door, then races downstairs into the laundry. She opens the washing machine. There's nothing inside it. She then pulls everything in the laundry basket onto the floor and finds the unwashed jersey. She picks it up and sniffs it, then sprays it with a freshener spray. Next, she is in the kitchen.
Becca, don't forget your lunch. Here, do you have breakfast?
Where's my jersey?
Oh, here. Freshly laundry jersey coming up.
I need the hanger. I have an early game today, okay? And it's your turn to be snack mom.
Yes, so I know, I know.
Please don't be late.
I know. Sammy, hey, mister, I see that. Here, take this. Just go.
She ushers her son, who is sneaking lots of snacks into his bag, out of the door.
Hey, Mom. Mingo's drinking coffee.
Hey, off, down. Bad dog, out. Kelsey, move it. You're late for school.
She goes to pour the mug of coffee away, then thinks again and just takes a sip, puts her bag over her shoulder and leaves the house. Becca is at the football field with her team, who are dressed in blue and yellow kit. A fleet of fancy black Mercedes cars arrive in convoy at the playing fields and pull up alongside each other in the car park. Their number plates read Malibu and Majestic. Girls dressed in black football kits exit the vehicles, followed by a very stern, rich-looking brunette lady who has her arms folded.
So whose butt are we kicking today?
Mar Vista. Is my makeup natural enough for soccer?
It's fine. Oh, and darling, if we lose today, you're still my daughter.
A blonde girl is preening herself in the car mirror.
It'll just be a little harder to love you.
That's fair.
The daughter holds her head high and moves away to the pitch.
Okay, girls. We all have different strengths in life. Mine are gourmet cooking, Thai massage, and coaching soccer. Unfortunately for me, none of your strengths are playing soccer. Now, we know that in spite of all of my efforts, we're going to lose today. Oh, yes. These Malibu girls outplay us on every level. Now, there's only one thing for us to do.
Forfeit?
I wish you would have mentioned that before we got here. It's going to be a little strange if we just up and left. No. What you girls are really good at is losing gracefully, huh?
Oh, thanks, Coach. You're going to be the best loser I can be.
That's the spirit, Becca. That's the way to be a winner. At losing.
An Oriental girl and the pretty blonde girl walk over to Becca's team.
Oh my god. I knew something smelled weird.
Oh, wow, Tiffany, I'm surprised to see you here. I thought your mom ate her young.
That's so not true. Tiffany's mom hardly eats anything.
At least my mom's here.
Those are not very nice girls, but they are terrific soccer players.
Becca looks annoyed. Over at the hair studio where her mum works, she runs to pick up the phone.
I have to get the phone. Hair studio, this is Wendy. Yes, Miss Humperdinck. Okay, I'll put you down with Harry at 3. Thanks, see you then. Bye.
You are going to love this new look.
Does it come with a new house, a new car, a new tuchus?
All the above, but first, I do your roots.
Deal.
Here's doing special effects, and they want me to interview. For a measly little slash and splatter film, like I couldn't do an arterial spray with my eyes closed.
Oh, Harry, I just wish you knew how to make a dramatic entrance.
Well, I told them to take their job and shove it right up their...
Family business.
Exactly. I mean, get a bottle of ketchup, for God's sake, if all you want is blood.
You are an artist.
Exactly. I am an artist.
Here we go.
I can transform. I can create. I
can terrify!
Thank you.
But first, your 11 o'clock is here.
They look over at a smiling old lady with grey hair.
Oh, bless her. Well, some transformations are more challenging than others.
Come on, Davies. Game time.
Game time? Becca's early game. Oh, I suck so bad.
What are you doing?
Can you man the phones? I gotta go.
Wait, at least let me just... rinse you out!
Wendy darts out of the salon with foils still in her hair and races down the street in her car. Back at the game, Malibu Majestics are winning 4-0.
Be the ball! There goes the ball. Oh, that is so disappointing!
Becca has good possession of the ball but loses it, and Malibu goes on to score more goals.
Okay, that's right, Becca. Yeah, do what you do best. Better.
Becca tackles the blonde girl and runs off with the ball as Wendy arrives at the sidelines cheering.
Your girl's doing real good today.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's the score?
It's not pretty. Oh.
Wendy's friend takes the foils out of her hair for her.
Oh, God, I thought I got a bit. Yeah, that's nothing. The other day, I found a Cheeto in my bra.
Did you eat it?
What do you think?
That's it, Laurie! All right, Becca!
The whistle blows just as Becca is about to tackle the blonde girl. She comes up and appears to taunt Becca, who shoves her over aggressively onto the ground. Becca is given a red card.
Oh, what a shame. Somebody got a red card.
Becca walks off as the blonde girl's mum walks up.
At least she's getting disciplined somewhere, because you know she's not getting it at home.
Oh, speaking of not getting it at home, did I tell you about Cheryl and her aromatherapist?
Wendy's friend Tuts, appalled by these comments.
I know you're not going to listen to a woman who gets fat from her butt injected into her face.
Dee Dee.
You're raising 3 kids without a daddy and doing a good job. Becca's just having a bad day.
It's not just her getting red flagged.
Carded.
It's not just her getting red carded, it's everything. She gets used on her report card now. Last week she got detention for fighting.
Did she win?
And her therapist, which, by the way, I cannot afford, says that she's at a crossroads and, you know, whatever road she heads down, I'm afraid she might never come back. I don't want to lose my sweet little girl, you know?
Her friend puts her arm around her. Next, Wendy is unpacking the halftime sweets at a bench.
Hey, the work's up there.
Cheer up, girls. You only lost by 6 goals.
What are you, texting them a pep talk? I mean, I'm no coach, but those girls, they just endured an inning of torture out there.
They're called halves.
Well, whatever they're called, why don't you walk over to your team and give them a little encouragement?
How's about you stick to bringing juice boxes and cheering at the wrong time and leave the coaching to someone who was captain of his soccer team his 5th and 6th years of junior college?
What, they wouldn't give you a 7th year?
No, it's against the rules.
Hey, you may be terrible, but you think playing zone is like some new diet, so could you maybe butt out, please?
Okay, maybe I don't know much about coaching
soccer. Coaching soccer? Last time you were a snack mom, you brought a pack of gum and half a roll of Lifesavers.
Well, that was all I had in my purse. Look, I just think you girls deserve better than that.
Well, we had better. And then he died. You can't replace them, so just stop trying, okay?
Sweetheart.
This isn't a Hallmark moment, Mom.
Becca walks away and Wendy sighs. At home, Becca is lying on her bed asleep, listening to music, as Wendy enters her room. She sits on the bed beside her and pulls the blanket over her. She picks up her football playbook that is next to her and draws out a photo of Becca's father. Becca opens her eyes and watches her. Wendy realises she's awake.
Is it?
I don't play anymore. I'm gonna quit the team.
What? No, you love soccer. It makes you happy.
Right. I'm so happy.
She turns over with her back to her mum, rejecting her efforts to comfort her. Wendy leaves the room. Wendy is back at the pitch again with her friend.
Becca says she's gonna quit the team.
Yeah, right. And I'm going to stop watching my neighbor mowing his grass with his shirt off. You don't quit what you love.
I think she's serious.
That would be terrible.
Yeah. Soccer's the only thing that means anything to her anymore. If she quits that, what else is there?
You know Dad could miss this for me.
Oh, no. He's not here.
Wendy's friend catches sight of a man talking to her daughter on the pitch.
This is not his visitation day.
Wendy?
Wally?
Dee?
It's Friday, Wally. Friday. Not Saturday. We worked out a schedule so that you could see Lori and I would not have to see you.
You know what?
What?
He looked good, baby.
All right, I'll see you. Okay, fantastic.
Don't even try it. Huddle up! I have a very important announcement to make. Some might say life-changing.
Coach, I have something I want to say.
Becca, please, don't you try and stop me.
Becca sits back down and looks confused.
You know, girls, life is like a box of chocolates. Sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's sweet. Sometimes it's bittersweet. The point is, as many of you know, my day job is as a crucial member of the Scores sports team. I am quite literally the glue that holds the clothing line together.
Doesn't he just supply the zippers?
Very quiet, please. Very quiet. Now, I've just been informed I'm being transferred to Milan. After Saturday, I won't be here to coach the team. And that's the bitter chocolate. Now, some of you may know that Lorenzo Vincenzo is a brilliant superstar with Italy's great Nazionale Italiano soccer team. Or he was, until a knee injury forced him to retire.
Lorenzo the Great?
One and the same. Now, I met Lorenzo on a company retreat. We bonded. And because I impressed him so much that he would be honored to coach my team for me.
Lorenzo Vincenzo is coming? He's coaching us?
Until regionals. Until regionals. And then he has to start a promotional tour.
When are you leaving? I mean, when is he coming?
Sunday.
That would be the day after Saturday.
Oh my God! Let's have a welcome party. We can do it at my place, right, Mom?
A welcome party? Does this mean you're still in the team?
No. We can have the party, right, Mom?
Oh, well, of course. I just cleaned last Christmas, so that's perfect.
Awesome! And my mom can cook. Oh, great!
Lori gestures to her mom.
Oh my God, Lorenzo's coming. I think I'm gonna throw up or faint or both.
Oh my God! Thank you, Vincenzo Lorenzo.
I think you mean Lorenzo Vincenzo.
Oh, whatever.
Those poor guys. They are gonna really miss me.
Lorenzo Vincenzo's coming. I am so excited. I just might throw up.
There's a lot of that going on. Oh, don't worry. If he hurls on you, you get a 10% discount.
It's unbelievable. I mean, a genuine superstar will be teaching him. This is life-changing. I am so jealous.
Well, I can probably get you on the team, hotshot. You think you can fit yourself into a pair of junior girl shorts?
For Lorenzo, I'd eat my shorts. You have got to introduce me to Vincenzo.
He's your type?
He's everybody's type.
Well, Whether or not he's my type, I was chosen to pick him up at his hotel.
Well, then you are picking up a living legend. He was the best soccer player in Europe till he got injured.
I didn't know you were so into soccer. Are
you kidding me? Huge into soccer. I played a ton when I was young. And of course, I realized you can't exactly pay the rent playing intramural sports, so I gave it up. I cried like a baby when he ruined his knee.
You also cried like a baby when they took Friends off the air.
Yes, because that was sad.
Wendy pulls up at the airport and enters. The dark-haired, hunky Lorenzo is being escorted from the plane by a lady as two children run up to him.
Hey, Penny. Is that Lorenzo Vincenzo?
I don't know where they come from, but they sure do.
Oh, wow.
Lorenzo! Lorenzo, right here!
Can you get your autograph? You're our favorite player.
Ah, okay. Okay, what's your name?
Sean. Sean.
The numero uno, favorite hero, Lorenzo. Vincenzo, that's me.
Thank
I like
you.
This. I send you a shirt. It's a big L. This is a big V. There's my initials. There's my number. Ciao. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Ciao.
Bye.
Mr. Vincenzo?
Si.
Hi, I'm Wendy Handler.
Wendy, hello. Okay, Wendy, your name. This is my cell number. Lorenzo, he likes some company, huh? Andiamo.
Oh, well, if you like company, you've come to the right place. I know 13 girls who can't wait to meet you.
13 girls. God bless them.
They are so excited for you to coach them.
Coach, these girls, they don't know how to do...
Oh, no. Let me start over. These are 14-year-old girls, and you're going to be coaching them soccer.
Lorenzo is stunned.
Soccer? No. Lorenzo does not coach the little girls soccer, no.
But, well, Coach Kenny told me that you would. Kenny from Score Sports. Zipper Kenny?
Zipper. Ah, si, I know this Kenny you speak of. He's a stupido.
Oh, si, very stupido.
Si, I tell him si, to make him go away. Huh?
Oh, no, stop. Wait, so stop. So you're not going to be coaching them?
I'm going to have an entire team of girls who are going to be so disappointed. My own daughter will be devastated.
Too bad. So sad.
Lorenzo walks away.
Wait, no, Lorenzo, stop! I'll do anything!
On hearing her say this, Lorenzo stops in his tracks.
Anything.
He turns back to her, eyeing her up and down.
Okay, Lorenzo, I have an idea.
First, we start with this quiz.
As he whispers obscenities into her ear, Wendy's jaw drops.
Va bene, so we need to get the saddle and the maid's uniform.
She slaps him hard.
This lap of love. This is very nice.
Oh, stop it! Stop!
Wendy shoves him into a newsstand.
No, stay away from me, you crazy American. Come on, you keep her away from me. She tried to kill her.
Some bags fall on him.
Can I help you?
Get away from me, you crazy American woman.
I just want to help you.
No. This one was...
So does this mean you're definitely not coaching?
With an evil look, he beckons Wendy forward.
No! I'm not coaching!
Lorenzo gestures as if he were slitting his throat, furious, and Wendy runs away. She gets into her car.
Hi, sweetie.
Where are you? Is he with you?
No, honey, I'm afraid he's not.
I knew it. I knew it was too good to be true.
Please don't talk that way.
What way? Don't talk about reality? Who it never would.
Nothing works out for me anymore. Seems like after Dad died, everything's just a big nothing. I can't believe I even thought this was gonna happen. Hello? Mom, hello?
Mom, are you even listening?
What? Yes, of course I'm. Of course I'm listening. I don't see why you're so upset.
Big surprise. You don't even care about me.
Oh, of course I care about you. I just don't see why you can't wait a few more hours.
A few hours? But he's coming?
Okay. Duh, he's coming. Of course he's... I didn't say he wasn't coming. He's just... He's not at the hotel yet, you know. His flight was delayed. It was so delayed. You know, one of the wings fell off.
Oh my God, is he okay?
No, I mean, it wasn't an important wing. It was a back wing, you know. So.
He's coming!
I'm just gonna go pick him up.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
Becca runs back to prepare the party.
A wing fell off?
off?
And then Dr. Phil says, lady, you have got to get your act together and stop lying.
Excuse me, we've got to talk.
I am in the middle of a great Dr. Phil story.
I'm sure. Come on.
Butch, I'll be right back. All right, where are you taking me?
The dungeon. We need Harry for this.
For what? Butch, whoa. Tell me what's going on.
I need to look like him.
She shows the photo of Lorenzo.
You know, Wendy, there are a lot of great antipsychotics out on the market today. Many with
you
only
and
mild
Harry
side
need
effects.
To help me be him.
Nausea.
I'm not kidding.
Dry mouth.
Shh.
Enter.
They walk into the so-called dungeon where Harry is working on a plaster cast face.
Greetings, my lovelies. What brings you to my little lair? Lorenzo Vincenzo.
Please, Harry, meeting Lorenzo means the world to Becca, and I can't watch her be disappointed again. Oh, come on.
You can't be serious about this.
Well, if anyone can do it, Harry can.
Hmm.
When you turned Brooke Shields into a zombie for Help, My Stepmom's a Zombie, I mean, she was utterly unrecognizable.
Really? I always thought the brain matter was a little too spongy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy, Wendy. You can't fool your daughter and her entire soccer team.
He has got a point there, love. Monsters are easy. People are hard.
No, but when we worked together on Broadway, you and I were...
But turning you into a cat is very different than passing you off as a man up close and personal. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. I mean, what was I thinking? When was the last time you did anything other than blood and guts?
Well, it hasn't been that long.
Well, maybe not in years, but you are getting older. I mean, people lose a little something. You know what? Let's just forget I ever said anything. So thank you anyway, and I'll see you back at work.
Just stop there one moment, you little... minx. I'm going to say something to you that my father said to me many, many years ago.
Get out?
No, before that. I'm going to turn you into a man if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, Harry.
Thank you, Harry!
Back at home, Becca is sitting outside with her friends, eating the party food, looking impatient, and calls Wendy again. Now surrounded by photos of Lorenzo, Harry is beginning Wendy's transformation.
It's Becca. Hello?
Mom?
Hi, honey. Yeah, I'm at the airport right now.
I can barely hear you.
Harry and Tony imitate the sound of planes with a hairdryer.
What?
Why, Daddy, there you are. Grandfather,
I'm on an aircraft.
Wendy, I told you I called the minute his plane landed, didn't I?
Can you hurry up? I mean, everybody's already eating.
Relax, I'm almost done.
Done?
You know, I'm almost done picking him up. That's what I mean. You know, his plane is almost landed. So I guess I'll see you in just a little bit then.
Okay, bye.
They get to work on Wendy. Tony makes a wig, then they try an array of different fake noses to fit her face and match that of Lorenzo's. Gradually, Harry fits lots of fake skin pieces to her chin and face, putting them in place with special glue and a brush. Then the guys stand back and marvel at the transformation. I'm as fast as a shark, you can't catch me. Hurt so good, you know I'm bad as bad can be. I'm a modern man, let me be your boy toy. A modern man, let me be your boy toy. Wow. Amazing.
Does it really work?
Oh, yeah. You are a genius.
Tell me something I don't know.
Cargo pants are out.
He smirks at Harry as he looks at his pants. Only the back of Wendy's head with the Lorenzo-style wig can currently be seen. Back at the house, Becca looks fed up. The garden is decorated with blue and yellow balloons. Becca's friends also now sit looking bored and impatient. Suddenly, the shadow of a male figure appears on the patio. The girls look up at the supposed Lorenzo Vincenzo.
So, Coach Lorenzo, he got the question. If you're so happy you're getting a new coach, how come I not get a handshake or a single hello, Coach Lorenzo?
Hello, Coach Lorenzo.
Ah, bene, this is more like the welcome I'm expecting. Hello, this. Oh, yes, wow, back. How exciting. Yes.
Hi,
ladies. Hi, hi, hi.
He looks like Al Pacino.
Or the Burger King guy.
Nice to meet
too.
Coach Lorenzo, we are honored having you coach our girls.
No, it's I who am honored to be coaching these ragazzas. Grazie.
I'm Becca Handler. My mom picked you up from the airport.
Oh, sì. What a delightful woman. So beautiful, charming, organized, punctual. Great taste in the clothing. Smells like the sweet rain of the springtime.
We're talking about Wendy Handler. Yay, hi. Then thinks she's really funny.
Ah, hilarious, this woman. You're so lucky to have her for mother. Just saying.
Becca looks confused.
Come to think of it, where is Wendy?
Well, she's getting more of the munchies for these little ragazzos. They're growing. They need to get strong.
You know, you surprised us.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
Well, I start to make the knock-knock-knock on the front door, but then Lorenzo, he changes his mind. I go around the back, I see the gate, I come inside, and boom, I'm here. This, my galaxy girls, is a soccer lesson numero uno, okay? So always, you go straight for the goal, like you're gonna knock-knock-knock-knock on the front door, and then boom, you go to the side door, the back door. I don't care which way you're going, just so long as it's not the way the other team expecting. And this... he's a football lesson numero uno. Capisce? Sì.
You must be exhausted from your flight.
Sì, but I tried to come and meet, I must, my new students. So now I go to my hotel, I get a little of the bright eye bushy tail sleeping, and then I come back tomorrow for practice.
Let me drive you, coach.
No. Always when I in the new time zone, I must walk for miles, or else Coach Lorenzo, he cannot help you see. Sleep. You girls, you better get out of here, go home and get some rest. You know why? Because tomorrow I'm gonna work your butts like never before in the practice. Okay? All right. Ciao. See you tomorrow.
Ciao, Lorenzo.
Ciao.
They all wave him off, and even Dee appears rather enamored by this Coach Lorenzo. Wendy runs off and arrives back a little later dressed as normal.
Over already? What did I miss?
As usual, I was the life of the party.
As usual. Bye, girls.
A certain Italian was looking at me like I was a basket of breadsticks from the Olive Garden.
Oh, really?
Well, don't tell me you didn't want to rip his shirt off.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And his goatee and his nose, too. Yes. Very nice. Hey.
Oh, my God. He's so amazing. He's so real. I mean, you know, it's so not about being a big star at all. I can tell right away he's going to be the best coach ever. I can't believe it.
I wouldn't be too hasty. Huh? I said, won't these be tasty?
As she turns to shut the front door, Wendy has a shocked expression on her face as if she cannot believe what she is doing. Next, they are with Becca's therapist, Dr. Ellen Reneker.
Good work, Becca.
Oh, I gotta take this.
Oh, I hate it when she works on the weekends. It's...
Here.
You meet me in the car? You know, she almost quit the team. Yes. How do you feel about that? Well, you know, I'm glad she didn't, but I'm worried that she wanted to. So you're conflicted? Well, of course I'm conflicted. Shouldn't I be conflicted? You tell me. No, you tell me. Should I be worried? What do you think? No, I want to know what you think. Really? Well, you know when we talked about before that Becca is at a crossroads? Well, I think this coach would put her on the right path. And I think it's really important. You do. Do you? I think we're done here. Are we? I'll just... Oh. Well, our time's up anyway, so...
Later, they are at the football field, and Wendy is walking over to them in her Coach Lorenzo disguise.
Oh, this is crazy. What was I thinking? This is not going to work. This is not going to work. No, I am Lorenzo.
Ciao, bambolinas! Coach Lorenzo is here. Hey! Yes! So very nice.
Hi, I'm Dee Dee. We met the other night at the party.
Oh, I could never forget such a laugh.
And how you doing, sir? I'm Dee Dee's husband.
Oh, Lorenzo, stay away.
Yes. Take a picture?
Yes.
Please? That's wonderful.
Come around the coach, Lorenzo. And when we come to three, we say what? From Formaggio.
One, two, three.
Formaggio!
That was wonderful.
Oh. Thank you.
Very exciting. We're here to start the practice.
Lorenzo, you're the greatest dribbler I've ever seen. Can you show us?
Yeah, show some of your footwork.
As the girls look at her in expectation, Wendy shifts around uncomfortably.
I love to dribble more than anything in this life. But I hurt my leg last year. I can no longer do the thing I love more than anything in this world. But you can. I will teach all of you how to be champions. Where? Out there. In here. And most important, in here. Okay?
She pats her heart and the girls nod.
Well, Coach, we're just here to learn, so show us any way you can.
I...
Laurie smiles at her.
Coach Lorenzo, what's wrong?
I'm sorry. I cannot do this. I cannot coach you. You see, I am not what you think. You see, I...
Why not? Why can't you coach us?
I'm not...
Because Coach Lorenzo's assistant coach is late. Sorry. Sorry.
Yes. Bene, bene. You try not to be late anymore. Yes, no.
Won't happen again.
This is the assistant coach, Tony De Silva. Yes.
How are you?
Tony, you do Coach Lorenzo's hair?
Well, your mom asked me to come and help out since I speak Italian and Coach's English might be a little tough to follow.
It's not so bad. Yeah. No capisco. American girls, yes.
My mom thought of that.
Yeah, your mom thought of that. All right, let's get to work. The coach gave me his instructions here. Let's see. Start out each practice with leg stretches and ball hops. See? Right, Coach?
Yes, yes, right. So what are you standing around for? You waiting I should send you an invite? www.getyourbuttsonthefield.com. Let's go, let's go, let's go! Let's go, go!
The girls run off and Wendy turns to Tony.
Yeah.
Mille grazie.
Let me lead the stretches, and then you announce you're running them through a split cross-drive drill.
A split cross-drive drill?
Ooh, just follow my lead, and you'll be fine, Wendy. I mean, Coach Lorenzo?
Grazie. Attenzione! Come closer. In the momento, we're going to form the two lines, and Coach Tony here is going to warm up the muscles, and then we're going to do a split cross-drive drills.
The girls stand opposite each other, passing the balls to and fro diagonally, doing the split cross-drive drills, then also practice headers and shooting goals as Wendy stands with Tony, desperately trying to get to grips with his instructions. The girls keep on doing the drills and lots of fancy footwork moves.
Okay, here's your sum up and final thoughts.
How can I ever repay you?
Think of something.
Okay, girls, I come closer. How many of you are kicking only with the right foot? Okay, next practice, you're not even allowed to touch the ball with the right foot. Only the left, capisce?
Capisce!
A defender who got no idea which way you're gonna kick, and then a boom! Suddenly, she got twice as many things to worry about, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Right!
Okay, now get out, go home. I'll see you later.
Becca stays behind as the other girls move off.
Great practice today, Coach.
Oh, you do a nice job today, too. I can tell you must have the soccer in your blood.
Oh, yeah, my dad used to coach the team.
Yes, I hear this from Coach Tony.
Can I tell you something crazy?
Nothing you say to Lorenzo. He's crazy.
What? Well, I just have the strangest feeling like I know you from someplace.
You crazy? It's impossible.
Wendy quickly shoves her away. Next, Becca is left standing in the car park, desperately looking around, when Wendy pulls up. Becca gets into the car.
You know, you're always the last mom to show up.
Honey, I'm so sorry. I know. I got caught up at work. It was...
Yeah, it's always busy at work, Mom.
I promise you I will make it up to you, okay? Whatever you want.
I want to invite Coach Lorenzo over for dinner.
No!
Why not?
I mean, there's no way he's going to have time to just, you know, lounge around eating dinner with us in our dining room eating.
Like, you know what he can and cannot do. I mean, you haven't been to one practice.
Lorenzo's moustache falls beside them.
Oh my God, a spider!
Godzilla!
Could not have survived that.
Wendy reluctantly throws the hair out of the window, then looks worried.
I hate spiders.
Back at the salon, Wendy and Tony are watching clips of the real Lorenzo playing football when Harry arrives with a bag of hair.
Right. Please try not to pull this one.
Thank you.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Right?
You ever see him shifting unexpectedly, how he whirls and kicks from behind? Throws those defenders way off balance.
Jeez, I had no idea he was this amazing. Look at him jump. Guys I knew in dance would have gone nuts over him.
I bet they would have.
Hey, can I borrow this DVD?
Wendy is dropping Becca off at football practice.
All right, honey, I'll see you after practice.
Mom, how come you never bother coming to practice anymore?
Well, I have a ton of errands today. I'm...
Okay, well, just don't forget the mother-daughter dinner tonight, please.
Yeah, of course. I'll meet you there.
On time?
Yes, of course. When have I ever not been on time? Okay, all the time. But this time, I promise. Promise. Okay, bye. I love you.
She sighs as Becca leaves. Later, she is back on the pitch dressed as Lorenzo with Tony.
Tell Becca she's still leaning too much on her left foot before she kicks.
No way. Her stride is just too short. Becca! Take a long stride. They're too choppy choppy for the kick. Okay. Try it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yay.
You didn't do what I told you to do.
Yes, because it was obvious to me she wasn't timing her approach, so...
No. That was a compliment, not a complaint.
Oh, that was... What? Grazie.
Dee Dee is walking up behind Wendy, still dressed as Lorenzo, calling her cell phone.
Yes, it's Wendy.
He's got a girlfriend. Wally, who else? I ran into them at the supermarket. She was wearing sweatpants that's a juicy on the butt.
What kind of message does that send?
I'm so sorry.
It's irresponsible is what it is.
But
flaunting it all over town.
You've rejected him so many times.
That doesn't mean that I want another woman getting her hands on my husband.
Ex-husband.
But we're not divorced yet. There's a child involved, for heaven's sake. This man was the love of my life. You know, I bet he met her on the internet.
So sorry, honey. I really am.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You can play at that game. There are plenty of guys dying to get a little of this.
Pepperoni.
Ciao. Ordering pizza.
Lori lost her sweater again, and I just thought that since I was coming over here, I might bring you a little something. Cupcakes?
Oh, you have beautiful cupcakes, but Lorenzo, he eating the no carbs, South Beach.
Of course. I don't know what I was thinking.
So sorry.
Okay, with your physique, clearly does not eat cupcakes.
Grazie.
It's incredible watching you work with our girls. They really want to make you happy.
Dee has sat down next to Wendy and is shifting closer to her.
We all want to make you happy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I already so happy. Look, it's like I have little bluebird on my shoulder singing a zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
You just must be exhausted from practice. Why don't you let me take you back to your hotel?
No, I prefer walking. You know Lorenzo, strong like horse, so...
I just bet you are.
Dee stands up and pulls Wendy closer to her, trying to kiss her, but Wendy resists, until one of her fake eyebrows falls off onto Dee's shoulder, so she gives in to distract her as she picks the eyebrow off and sticks it back on. Wally suddenly pulls up in a car next to them.
What the heck?
You checking up on me, Wally?
Nah, I just didn't think it was appropriate to be filming a Girls Gone Wild video at our daughter's soccer field.
It's okay to take a hussy to the grocery store.
Ginger is not a hussy. She's a paralegal and she's nice to me.
And yet, here you are.
We've come to get the coach.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I gotta be home by 10 and my wife's gonna take away my Xbox again.
Oh, no.
Come on, coach!
Don't you have your mother-daughter dinner?
Coach, the girls won't mind if you crash our party.
Oh.
Man's not out.
No.
The coach, he wants to stay, but it is a boy's not out, and coach is a boy,
Yes, see, the thought of leaving you makes the coach very sad.
Coach, come on!
See, but go, I must, so...
Ciao!
Okay. I got it!
Coach!
I gotta be on
come
back
on.
To
Idiots.
Wendy, as the coach, ends up in a bar with Wally and his friends drinking beer.
No, wait. Jessica Alba, Courtney Cox, and Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
She knows how to cook, huh?
Yeah, that's the list.
Yeah. What about you, coach? Three women on a deserted island. Who would you pick?
Okay. Tina Turner, Emily Dickinson, maybe Hillary Clinton.
Dude, is Emily Dickinson hot?
Oh, she's more smoking hot. How you say this? Smolder. Bene.
Over at the mother-daughter dinner, Becca sits alone with Laurie and Dee at her table. She's the only girl without her mother there. She sends a text on her phone.
Maybe she had car trouble. I'm sure she had an emergency at work. You know my mom. Saving lives one hair appointment at a time.
Well, whatever it was, I'm sure it was pretty important.
Yes, mi scusi.
Whoa, nice phone.
Wally's friend makes a camp hand gesture at the pink phone. The message reads, Mom, where are you?
Lorenzo must, going. I must going.
Ah, so you wouldn't put Didi on that list, huh?
Oh, no, not a Didi now.
Why not?
She ain't pretty enough for you?
Oh, no, she pretty. You're beautiful. Poppers.
So, you do want to get with her?
Excuse me, miss. Maybe having some water, please, for the...
One water coming up.
You know, what would you do with Didi on that deserted island?
Little of this and that, maybe backgammon, board games, maybe some talking, wood carving, I don't know. Maybe finger painting, you know, scrapbooking.
Hey, what can I get for you guys?
As Wendy is desperately trying to leave, the real Lorenzo Vincenzo walks in and sits down at a bar. As the glass smashes, Wendy turns round to look, but the real Lorenzo is looking the other way, so the two do not spot each other. A waitress goes to the real Lorenzo with the water Wendy ordered.
Oh. What is this?
Water.
Lorenzo drinks vodka.
Lorenzo
drinks vodka. 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 Grazie.
The waitress walks away and Lorenzo turns to his friend.
So these two women I have...
Lorenzo really must go.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go, you got to tell us. What's it like being on a field with 1,000 screaming women around you?
Oh, very exciting. But first, Lorenzo, I must go into the bathroom.
Okay. But when you get back, you can tell us everything, right?
I hope this is better, sir.
Grazie. Oh, it's vodka. Oh, sorry. It's good. Sorry.
Stop.
That no good two-time in my Didi.
The waitress has just approached Wendy with the real Lorenzo's vodka and she spits it back all over her. She turns and sees the real Lorenzo sitting at the bar and panics. As he turns his head, she quickly ducks beneath the pool table.
Like the beer or the wine?
The waitress approaches the real Lorenzo with a jug of water.
Okay, I think I got it now. Here's your water.
She tips the whole jug over the real Lorenzo's head, soaking him.
Grazie. Pazzo!
Is that coach?
Yeah, wasn't he wearing a warm-up suit like 30 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Did you see this woman? She's crazy. She dumped the water. Look at my hair. I look like a striga.
And I got some more for you. Thank you.
Bene. Anybody else? Huh? You want to see crazy? Huh? Come here. Kids. This is crazy. Hey, this is nice. I miss it. My hair, it's like the moose, huh? Good night.
After Wally also pours a jug of water over him, Lorenzo pours one over himself.
How are we getting home?
Good question.
Wendy quickly slips out of the back door.
Hey, the photographer's gonna leave. Let's take a picture.
Oh, no. You guys go ahead.
Come on, Becca. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Remember, orphans are very tough.
At the mother-daughter dinner, Laurie and Dee get up from the table and walk over to the photographer, leaving Becca. Tiffany and the Oriental girl come over to her.
This is too rich. You know what to do.
Tiffany points the Oriental girl away from them.
Gee, how does it feel to be stood up by your own mom?
My mom had an emergency at work. You know, work, what the rest of the world does to pay the bills.
I've heard of it, but I'll probably never have to do it. Oh, you're in luck. Your mom's here. Now you can take a photo.
Becca turns in her seat and sees that the other girl has dressed up a mop, given it a face and written Becca's mum on a plate beneath it. Becca gets out of her seat and walks over to the mop, pretending to speak to it.
Oh, hi, Mom.
What? Oh, her? Oh, she's just jealous because even though you're made of a mop and a plate, you still have more human parts than her mom. And I think her rage comes from being aware that her mother's high demands may temporarily make her a high achiever. But deep down, she knows she'll peak in high school and then spend the rest of her life wondering why nobody else thinks she's so special. It's sad.
Your nose crossed more than their car.
Tiffany's mum holds her back from Becca.
Red guard. Let me get her!
Wendy enters.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what are you doing?
You suck.
Becca gives her mum a disapproving look and leaves her. Next, the Galaxy girls are playing a football match.
Keep the ball on the ground, Becca! All right, Lori, back up!
Shoot to the goal!
Shoot!
At the end of the game, Galaxy have beat Breakers 4-2. Everyone celebrates. Becca jumps up and down with Laurie and Tony shakes Coach Wendy's hand at the sideline. Then at another match, the girls are playing brilliantly again. One girl even passes a ball through someone's legs and continues on dribbling to score a goal.
Laurie's kicking meteors. Becca's like passing like... Oh, what's her name? Some sort of meat product.
Mia Hamm?
Yeah!
Yeah. Great, it's just that, they're kind of plateaued.
Plateaued?
Yeah, there's still something missing from their game, Wendy.
At the end of this match, Galaxy beat Mar Vista 4-3. Becca goes over to Wendy.
Hey, Coach.
Oh, hello. Where's the smile? You win today, no?
Barely.
Nah, you either win or lose. There's no barely win.
Well, we barely beat a team that Malibu beat by 5 goals last week. We got a lot of work to do for regionals.
So you got a lot of work to do. Capish? Aye. Lorenzo, tell you something you're never gonna forget, okay? And I learned this the hard way. Nothing worth having comes easy. Bene?
Okay.
Okay!
Okay.
You go.
Thanks, Coach.
I see you at home.
What?
I said I'd like to go to Rome. Not today, but, you know, someday.
Wendy can't believe how close she came to revealing herself.
What are you doing?
The whole team go to a diner after the game together and eat chicken, pizza and potato wedges. Wendy is there dressed as Coach Lorenzo and can't take her eyes off Becca, who is laughing and smiling and finally looks happy. Their eyes meet. Everyone starts to have a pretend food fight. Then at the end of the meal, Wendy goes over to the till to pay. The pain in your eyes has been blinding you. Still you keep moving on. Nowhere. Why don't you run?
Can't you see? Hello.
Hello.
May I see your driver's license, please?
Oh, prego, prego.
Wendy hands over her real driving license to the cashier, which has a picture of her with beautiful long blonde hair.
Really? It's an old picture. Mm.
Wendy is watching TV.
Behind the record book, the Lorenzo Vincenzo story. Known for his signature moves, the great Lorenzo was one of the top 10 players in the world. His team would win 3 national championships and 2 World Cups. But his unpredictable temper got him in trouble during the last World Cup, resulting in a 6-month suspension. Coupled with a chronic knee injury, it would keep him on the sidelines of the game. But his talent was undeniable.
Creepy guys always get the moves. He's like a creepy, hairy Justin Timberlake.
We caught up with Lorenzo in an exclusive interview during a career high point.
I don't know why God gives me this great gift for the soccer, right? But I feel the football like Michelangelo feel the painting, like David Hasselhoff feel the Baywatching, like Verdi feel the musica. It's very nice.
Feel the musica.
Wendy appears to have had a brainwave.
Feel the music.
She flicks an inflatable practice ball up into the air and kicks it over at the fireplace, thinking away to herself. It is daytime and she is now alone at the football pitch, dressed as Lorenzo. She has a small stereo system with her, and once she's lined up the balls, she tries to shoot them into the goal in time to the music, but keeps missing. She continues practicing back at home with the inflatable balls, and her son watches her quizzically from the sofa. She also keeps on studying Lorenzo's moves on television, and sits up at night reading both Italian for Dummies books and Soccer for Dummies books at the same time until she falls asleep. Back on the field, she starts to become rather good, pulling off funky little dance moves as she approaches the ball, then scoring goal after goal into the net. At the salon, her and Tony also study Lorenzo's moves together.
Goal for Mom.
Her son congratulates her on a move as she practices in the evening. At their next soccer practice, the girls see Wendy as Lorenzo practicing his fancy footwork tricks as they arrive. She kicks the ball into the air, catches it, then twirls around with it on her head before letting it fall and kicking it into the goal. With another ball, she spirals around and around as she approaches, then shoots it straight in the goal.
Looked like you were dancing.
What about your knee? I thought you couldn't...
Listen. Champions, they do what they love in spite of the pain, yes? Sometimes maybe even because of it. But remember this always and you will have the heart of the champion, yes? Okay! Regards the girls, you come with me. I have many wonderful things for to teach you, yes? Right, find the rhythm, girls. Feel the music, girls. Yes, find the rhythm. Feel the music, yes?
Wendy now has the girls practicing to the music, moving their legs in time as they do their drills. After the practice, Wendy is sitting with Tony at a picnic bench when Becca comes over to them.
Oh, is this a bad time?
No. I actually used to go use the, how do you say in Italian, little boys' room.
Little boys' room, yes, go. Okay, no, please. Sitting down, yes. Okay.
So you're, leaving for a promotional tour after regionals?
Ah, yes. This is true, I must, you know. We'll make the bacon, of course.
I kind of have something for you.
Oh.
It's kind of like a souvenir. I mean, it's not like a snow globe or anything.
Oh, this is too bad. Lorenzo loves these snow globes and also the tiny souvenir shot glass and the keychain with his own name on it because it's nice, yes.
Well, I think I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
This is a thank you gift, I guess. I didn't have time to wrap it, but it's my dad's. It's real silver.
She passes over a silver whistle.
I'm so sorry, Bambina. I cannot accept this.
Oh, no, please. It's just sitting in a box.
It's a precioso memory of your papa, you know. Maybe something the mama should have. Someone you barely know.
My mom doesn't care. She doesn't get me.
Ah, oh, Lorenzo don't know about this. This mama of yours, she lose her papa too, no?
Yeah.
And now she's working very hard to take care of all the babies.
Yeah, she's always working.
She must love this job then, if she...
No. She loved her old job. She was a dancer, but I hardly paid and I wasn't steady and... She had to quit when my dad died to get a regular paycheck.
Well, this must sound like someone who don't care. I mean, this does sound like someone who don't care very much.
Becca seems unsettled.
But there is more, yes?
It's just, I'm so mad at her all the time. You know, don't ask me why. It's just, I look at her and all I think of is my dad. The accident.
You're wondering. So you wonder why she survived and he did not. I'm sure she asked herself this question, too.
Please don't go, sweet. Please don't go.
We'll always be here for you, yes.
It's my ride, sir.
Well, you go. Ciao.
Thank you.
As Becca leaves, Wendy just stares at the ground blankly when Tony comes and sits back down by her.
What happened?
I went out, Tony. I'm counting the seconds until regionals so I can stop all this craziness. And then break my daughter's heart. Ugh, what was I thinking?
Thinking you didn't want her to have another disappointment in her life.
No, I just wanted to spend time with her. I did this for me, not her. It was selfish and wrong, and now I'm going to hurt her all over again when he leaves.
Careful, your face will drip off. Wendy, listen to me. You are a great mother. Okay, those kids are lucky to have you. Anybody would be lucky to have you in their life.
They stare into each other's eyes and Wendy starts to move closer to Tony.
What?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. You're gay. I was...
What? No, not gay. Look, I know everyone assumes because of the hairdresser thing and because I'm so witty and well-dressed, but I've actually always imagined kissing you. Maybe not with the goatee and...
You mean... This doesn't do anything for you?
Not really, no.
How surprising.
But...
He moves in.
What the hell?
Dee appears.
Oh, this just takes the cake and the biscuit.
Oh, ciao, Bambolina, now it's...
Listen, Luigi. Announcement. You and I are through, okay? Oh, and by the way, he came on to me first. You know, you are one crazy Italian freak.
Baby, no, wait. Where do you go?
You came on to her first.
Only because I had to find my eyebrow. I had to get it back.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I gotta go.
Oh, don't be like
me.
Wait, where are you going? Come back.
She runs off after Tony. Back at home, she enters Becca's room and hangs up her jersey.
Mom?
Yeah.
Could you give me chills?
Yeah, remember the last time you asked for chills?
Becca lies down on her bed and Wendy sits over her, running her fingers delicately up and down her back.
You nervous about the regionals tomorrow?
Not a little. We can beat Malibu Majestic. We all feel it now. You know, I was thinking, maybe we could take a dance class sometime. You know, it'd be kind of fun taking a class together and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. I gotta warn you, though. My moves are even more embarrassing than you remember.
Not possible. Mom?
Yeah?
Becca sits up and faces Wendy.
I'm sorry if I say things sometimes. And if I hurt you when we talk. I'm really sorry. It's okay.
I don't know. Come here.
Wendy pulls her in close and hugs her.
I don't suppose this means you'll be taking down those keep out signs off your door.
Don't push it.
It is a new day and Wendy wakes up in bed abruptly, her hair all disheveled.
Finals.
She turns and looks over at the clock.
Look at me. I'm up early.
She goes downstairs into the kitchen, dropping her bag on the floor as she goes to get some water out of the fridge. With Wendy's back turned, her dog runs up and drags the bag away with him out of the kitchen. Wendy turns back round, sipping on a water, and realises the bag's gone.
Mango? Mango! Mango!
Outside, Mango is chewing on all of the pieces of her disguise.
Hello, you know who I am, so leave a message. Don't be a coy little...
Harry, it's me. Listen, I need a new nose. I'm coaching the regionals today, and the dog ate my nose. Okay, call me. Oh, hey.
Becca has come into the kitchen as she was on the phone, but she has not heard their conversation. At the football grounds.
Welcome to the CalSouth State Cup Regional Finals, where the best female soccer teams come to battle it out and claim the cup. Two teams to watch today are the three-time champions, the Majestic, the hotshot team from Malibu, and the Mar Vista Galaxy, who've had a surprising comeback this season under the Italian superstar, Coach Lorenzo Vincenzo. It seems like this rivalry is turning into a real grudge match.
There are a few matches already taking place, and the crowds are gathering. People are eating hot dogs. Wendy pulls up in the car park to drop Becca off. Moments after Wendy's left, a black car pulls up and the real Lorenzo Vincenzo emerges wearing a cream leather jacket and sunglasses. A woman runs up to him to get an autograph.
Ciao, bella. Sì. Lorenzo Vincenzo. That's me.
Okay. Hey, welcome, Mr. Vincenzo. Welcome to the CalSouth Games. Biggest soccer tournament west of the Mississippi. Well, I know your team's probably real anxious to meet you, so let's get you on over to field number 12, shall we?
See, anxious to see me. Okay, yeah, we go. I signed the autograph. You know, my people, they say I must stay all day to hand out the awards to the bambini.
Right, well, it means a lot to the kids to be handed a trophy by someone of your stature.
Of course. Just remember, I have to leave early, huh?
He taps the rather confused-looking official on the back and walks off after some girls. Wendy is with her other two children waiting in the car park. Harry arrives.
Can't we go in yet?
Nope, not till Mommy's got her nose.
What?
I mean, got your nose.
Actually, I've got your nose, Wendy.
Oh, I could kiss you right now.
Put your costume on and then we'll talk.
Okay.
Kiddies, come with Uncle Harry, please.
All right, go, go, go.
Let's go and get some junk food.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Harry takes the young children off, and once they are out of sight, Wendy climbs into the back of her car with her disguise and shuts the door. A huge metallic silver expensive tour bus is seen driving down the road to the grounds. It has an M symbol on it, and as it pulls into the car park, the front tyres run over a little teddy bear that has been left on the ground. The door opens and the Malibu Majestic girls step down out of it one by one. In the back of her car, Wendy is sticking on her fake nose.
Nose like the man. No.
And in the semis, Galaxy and the Crush are really going at it on field 7. Galaxy playing really well under Lorenzo Vincenzo's coaching. There's a shot. Past the keeper, and it's good. That's 2 for Galaxy. Looks like a Galaxy game. This puts Galaxy in the finals, where they'll be playing their old nemesis, Malibu Majestic. Should be a very interesting game. This really looks like a comeback season for the Galaxy.
Becca is with Laurie at the sideline as Tiffany and her friend approach.
I heard Lorenzo Vincenzo is coaching you guys.
Well, you hit it right.
Yeah, you'll sure need him to have half a chance against our team. Too bad you don't have our secret weapon.
Very special here today. The highest scoring defender in the history of American women's soccer. And a gold medal winner at the 2004 Olympic Games. Please welcome Malibu Majestic coach, Joy Fawcett.
Oh.
Great.
My daddy pulled a few strings.
Oh, yeah, didn't he have to do that so you wouldn't have to repeat seventh grade again?
No, we still had to repeat that.
Don't even know how to try.
What? The second time was fun.
Vincenzo, your team is waiting for you with open arms. Have a good game.
Game.
The real Lorenzo Vincenzo has been escorted over to the Galaxy team, who run to him.
You want me to sign a shirt?
No. Oh, come on.
The girls run onto the pitch and Tony comes over to Lorenzo.
Just want you to know, despite what you thought before, you're the only dude I ever wanted to kiss.
Tony walks away without realizing his mistake. Then Harry arrives.
I am a genius. You look exactly like Lorenzo Vincenzo.
I am Lorenzo Vincenzo.
Oh, that's the spirit. Come on, kiddies.
Pazzo, 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 pazzo. Che cazzo rompem pale.
Lorenzo walks off cursing, and behind him, Dee also gets up and walks away in a huff. Lorenzo goes over to some stores and starts to walk in amongst them with various people asking him for autographs. Wendy, in her full Lorenzo disguise, starts to approach from the other end, then catches sight of him and quickly covers her face with her clipboard and sidesteps to hide behind some bags. Lorenzo looks up and almost sees her hiding, but doesn't and continues to talk to a woman.
Like my chest. How about that? I do like 50 push-ups. And I like to just squeeze, and then like squeeze, and then like, or like sometimes when I get to bang. I have a question. In America, why is with the bark on the graph? In Italy, we don't have the bark.
Wendy realizes she can't go any further and has to run off back the way she came. Lorenzo hands back his autograph to the woman, then leaves her and continues in the direction Wendy has just gone. Back at her car, Wendy searches for her signed picture of Lorenzo.
There you are.
She turns it over and it has his cell phone number on it. She dials and he answers.
Pronto.
Hello, is this the great Lorenzo?
Si.
This is Julia Robertson. Julia Robertson.
Julia. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a big, big fan and I just saw you on the tournament.
I look good, no?
Very good. And I just did something very, very bad. You see, I thought the great Lorenzo might like some company, so I booked us a room at the hotel across the street.
Yes, yes, this is very, very bad.
For you, Ivan, very special punishment. I will need a zookeeper's uniform.
And a bug device.
Well, that's exactly what I'm into.
I'm in room 648. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
They hang up and Lorenzo looks rather pleased.
That's nice.
But you are no Galaxy girls.
How many times is that guy gonna change?
He's Italian.
Prego.
Hey, coach, are you okay?
Si, why would I not be okay?
You're acting kind of weird.
When... Hey, un momento, signore, okay, okay. Everyone put the hands in. Remember, you are champions in the heart, yes?
Si.
Okay. And when you go out there and play on this field today, you're playing with all of your heart. See?
Si. Si.
So, how you say you do the math? What are you waiting for? I send you a message on your MySpaces? Let's go play soccer!
1, 2, 3, Galaxy!
Tony puts his hands on the agitated Wendy's shoulders as the girls run onto the pitch. In the hotel over the road, the real Lorenzo is strolling up the corridor with a bouquet of flowers in his hand. He knocks on the door.
Be great! But very lonely Lorenzo is here to punish you, my very, very bad girl.
A rather overweight, unattractive woman opens the door.
I ordered the meatloaf sandwich, but you'll do.
Or maybe...
She rips the bouquet out of his hand and drags him in. Back at the football final...
and there's a nice pass.
Yeah, sure. Come on, girls, we can do this! Let's go!
Wendy runs away somewhere, leaving Tony.
Go all the way! Shoot!
Oh, and there's a shot. A little weak. They rushed that. They're gonna have to do better than that to beat the three-time league champs Malibu.
Wendy rushes over to Dee in the crowd, now dressed in her normal clothes. Becca spots Wendy and smiles at her.
Galaxy drives. Malibu gets it back, going on the offense. Nice football. Moving over to the right. Oh, it's such a nice pass. This is where it gets dangerous for Galaxy. Malibu this close in, anything can happen. When there goes across to the middle, keep a battery ready. And there's a shot, and it is good. Malibu scored the first goal of the game. And they're on top, 1-0. Galaxy in a tough situation here.
Where's Coach Lorenzo when we need him?
Yeah, where is that guy? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go get some water, some stuff. I'll be back.
Wendy's face falls and she runs off again to change back into her disguise in the back of the car. Meanwhile, the real Lorenzo is back from the hotel, walking alongside the pitch, adjusting his clothing.
Looks like Malibu has heard the wake-up call and are taking the Galaxy threat seriously. They're turning up the heat. There's a whistle for the first half. Malibu Majestic is up.
Bravo, bravo on the first half.
Good nice job, guys. Good job.
Looking good, girls. All right.
As Wendy arrives back on the sideline dressed in her disguise, the real Lorenzo creeps up behind her, followed by the officials. Tony points over to him.
Something going on at the sidelines?
Who are you?
I can't quite make it out, but am I seeing double?
I am Lorenzo Vincenzo.
Both girl teams stop dead in their tracks to stare at the two Lorenzos.
No, because I am Lorenzo Vincenzo. Hey, who are you?
We are both Lorenzo Vincenzo. Bravo, yes, bravo. Let's play soccer, eh?
I think it's time to give it up.
Tony comes up next to Wendy as Lorenzo moves right close up to examine her face and then pulls off her fake nose.
Oh, my nose.
My nose.
Harry pipes up from the side.
I know that voice.
This is weird.
Wendy's younger children are now also watching. Lorenzo pulls off Wendy's wig, exposing her blonde hair. He goes to pull off more of her mask, but she stops him.
Do it.
She then peels back all of the fake skin.
Crazy woman.
Oh, my God.
Becca cannot believe it and gawps at her mother, who has now revealed her face fully.
I'm so sorry.
Wendy looks around at the Galaxy girls, who all look shocked and disappointed. Tony offers his hand and she plonks the fake skin onto it. Becca moves over to her.
Why?
Sweetie. I knew it was totally crazy, but I couldn't bear telling you I'd blown the chance for you to be coached by someone you really look up to. I knew it would crush you, and I couldn't let that happen.
Then everything was just a big, huge lie?
I'm really sorry.
Becca turns her back on her and walks off. Dee comes over with Laurie.
I can't believe you let me embarrass myself that way. And by the way, you're a terrible kisser.
Dee abandons her. Harry speaks.
Sure fooled them. Go and get some hot dogs. I'll be right over. Should we clean you up?
Come on. I'll get it. We'll be fine. Thanks.
As everyone starts to move away, Wendy sits down on the benches with Tony, who starts to wipe the remaining makeup from her face with a tissue.
I guess you can't really blame them.
You know what? Apologies only go so far. Sometimes people need a little, coaching. It's time to lead them for real, Wendy. You're on.
Looking as if she's regained some of her confidence, Wendy takes his hand and stands up.
Wait a minute, Hey, wait a minute, everybody. I've got something I want to say. Hey, girls, get back here. You're not done yet.
She beckons the Galaxy girls back over to her.
Listen up, all you Galaxy girls. I got one last thing to say to you, okay? I'm really sorry this whole thing went so far. I didn't mean for it to. I was afraid of losing my daughter, so I made a very bad decision. But please, don't walk away from this game today because I was an idiot. You all thought that you were playing well because you finally had a great coach again, but really, it was you guys all along. Your skills, your hearts, that is what got you here today. You just needed a little something extra, a little magic, and so you believed in this famous guy, Lorenzo, but it doesn't matter what I think, or what Lorenzo thinks, or what anyone else thinks. The question now is, do you believe you're champions?
She looks at Becca directly in the eye, apologetically. Lorenzo, Tiffany's mother, the Malibu coach and her team all wait in anticipation. Then Becca turns to her team.
Let's play soccer.
She strides proudly back onto the pitch and the rest of the team follow. Wendy smiles and looks relieved.
Well, what are you gonna, you want an invitation? I should send you an invite? Let's go play soccer!
All the supporters reconvene on the benches as the teams form their huddles on the pitch and Lorenzo joins Wendy at the sideline.
Just get the job done. I don't care if you have to pull their hair out. Get it done. One, two, three.
Malibu!
Okay, you guys, we can beat Malibu. We can, all right? We just gotta run hard and make sure you stay onside and mark up on number 2 and 3, okay? We got this.
Welcome back to the second half action. Galaxy really needs to move forward and score if they want to stay in this game. Malibu has the momentum. They seem to be ready to score another goal and just end the match.
They play good for little girls.
Galaxy girls feeling the pressure, but keeping a good defense.
Sorry, I nearly crippled you.
Oh, nice little move there.
Sorry, I give you the squeeze when you don't want the squeeze.
I tell you, both teams are playing hard.
Okay, to squeeze now?
Still no squeeze.
Va bene.
Galaxy have possession of the ball.
There's the pass from Galaxy. Maybe down into Malibu territory. Ouch! There's a collision. Malibu girls down. Hope they're okay.
Go, yeah!
Galaxy is picking up the pace. Moving forward, pressuring the Malibu team. They are really starting to open up the game now.
Come on, feel the rhythm!
Oh, and there's a nice ball into the corner.
Center it! That's got your name on it, Lori. Come on, that's got your name on it. Let's go!
Passing back over to Becca Handler. She chips it up into the box. In for the header. And there it is, it's a goal! Nicely done! Galaxy has tied it up 1-1. Looks like anybody's game from here. Galaxy really starting to look confident.
That's our baby well girl. Set piece. That's our baby girl.
Now don't you start.
With what?
Wally and Dee kiss.
This is a new experience from Malibu. Just showing a little frustration now.
They can't just go out here and play. And if you would read the application, it clearly states Lorenzo Vincenzo is coaching this team today. And this whatever is not Lorenzo Vincenzo. And that is an automatic forfeit.
Both teams come to the sidelines when they hear this.
Excuse me.
The referees and officials group together to discuss this, and Tiffany's mum looks smug.
I'm afraid she's right. I'm sorry.
Scusi.
Lorenzo rises from his seat.
Lorenzo is here to coach the team, just like the application says. Otherwise, these Galaxy ragazzes no get a chance to finish what they start. Eh?
Yeah. That settles it. Let the game continue. Yes.
Okay, Galaxy girls, quick, come
on. Yeah.
Becca, I need you here. Lori, I need you here. I want you guys to drive for the goal here, past it tomorrow here, unless Lorenzo the Great has a better idea.
No, this is exactly what I was doing.
Some unusual activity
right,
on the sideline.
Right, let's do it.
Second time this game. but it looks like they're resuming play.
Wait, let me get this straight. So she's your mom, and she's a dude. No, Tiffany, she's just my mom. But she's twice the person you'll ever be. Hey, just because you scored one goal, don't get all rooty on me.
You know this is the same play we ran at the championship against Brazil.
I know.
You know we lost that game. Still a good play.
Coming off the free kick, the pressure is really on for these two terrific teams. Imagine, a whole season comes down to 1 point.
Come on, girls, we can do this! Let's go!
Both teams playing very aggressively. They both want this. A lot of contact going after every 50-50 ball. Both teams looking to score. There's a pass to Becca Handler. Oh, and there's the Lorenzo Vincenzo signature move. Very nicely done. Galaxy position looks very strong. Moving forward.
Go, 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 Lori, that was...
There's the fast break. Moving deep into Malibu territory. And the keeper moving out, trying to cut the angle. She dribbles forward. She shoots. The keeper deflects the ball. Hits the post. It's good. It's over the line. It's the goal. Galaxy have defeated Malibu Majestic to win the Cal State Finals. This is an incredible ending for the Galaxy. What a comeback season. Unbelievable. Fantastic. This is what soccer is all about.
The Galaxy girls are jumping around ecstatic. Tiffany's mum storms off in a huff, pushing the officials out of her way.
Thanks a lot. You guys were a big help.
Becca and her team run over to their supporters. Dee hugs Laurie and Tony grabs Wendy and embraces her. Then Becca goes over to Wendy.
You don't have to be anyone else, Mom. Just be yourself, okay?
Come here.
I'm so proud of you.
They embrace lovingly, then go back to the rest of the group celebrating. As everyone is getting ready to leave, Tiffany approaches Becca and Laurie.
Good game. You too. You guys had a great season, too. Hey. Don't push it.
Becca and Laurie are pleasantly surprised by Tiffany's compliment. Dee gets the team together for a photo.
All together now, Galaxy girls.
Wait, someone's missing. Lorenzo!
Lorenzo runs over to join them for a photo.
Everybody say, Formaggio!
This picture is stuck up on the fridge at Wendy's house. Becca and Wendy are getting a cool box ready, presumably to take to a football game, and they get into the car with Becca's younger brother and sister. As they drive away, the dog chases them down the road and the camera focuses on Becca's trophy and the first picture of the team with Wendy as Lorenzo.
You sure you get everything, Mom? Waters, sunscreen, maybe a spare nose.
Very funny, Becca.
The end.
Somebody else. There's so much I want to say. You see me every day. I wish that I could shout it out. You got to run. This world.
Ah! Are you crazy? Get out of here!
Hey, sorry. Mi dispiace. Hey, mi scusi.
You can't have anything.
necessario. No, sì, I don't understand the door language.
Somebody else.